layer of ice that might form.
Coated with ice.
And if you and another person had to do a, maybe you and one of your sisters had to do a job, and when you told her about the chore, you'd say, she'd say, well, now who needs to do it? You'd say, well, you and
I.
And if you were not talking to her and just talking about her, you'd say, this job is for
Edith and me.
And just come right ahead. We don't... I can't believe he'd walk by and he'd have anything to say. I've never seen him silent. That just occurred to me. Something's wrong with him.
He doesn't see anything cooking.
Oh, he doesn't see anything cooking.
It's not time yet.
It's not quite time. We're going to get something for you. Don't you worry. We're not going to leave you hungry. If some friends of yours were coming over to see you, and you asked them who was coming, they might say, well, he and... Now, if somebody knocked at the door and somebody said, who's there? And you'd say, well, I think it's John and...
Mary.
And if you were just saying, if it was another man and you didn't know his name, you'd say just John and him.
Somebody.
Or John and...
Somebody else. Or there's somebody I don't know with him. You'd say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Shh, I don't know.
You don't know. Now, if you were comparing how tall you are to somebody, you'd say, well, now, she's not as tall as...
I am.
But now, again, you might say, but I'm not as tall as...
She is Mary.
Mm-hmm. Comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, now, he can do it better than...
I can.
And if you were talking about, well, if a man had been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop, you'd say, well, 2 miles is...
His limit.
Or as far as...
As far as he can go.
Now, if something belongs to me, you'd say that it's...
Hers.
And if it belongs to you, you'd say
it's mine.
And if it belonged to both of us, you'd say
it's ours.
And if it belonged to him, it'd be...
It's his.
And to them, it would be...
Theirs.
And to her...
It's hers.
Now, if people had been... Say, a couple of people had been to visit you, and they were about to leave, would you say to them, well, let me just see how you use the expression. How do you use, or do you use y'all? How do you use that?
You all come back to see me. Yes, I use you all, but I use it for a plural.
For always for plural.
For a plural.
Right, okay. How about if, do you use, in talking about ownership of something like that in plural, do you ever say y'all's? Are these y'all's?
No.
You wouldn't say that?
I might say, is this your
all's? Okay, okay. Now, would you ever ask a question? Do you want to know, everybody that was at, say, at a church gathering or something, would you just say who was there, or would you ever say who all was there?
I would say who all was there. Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to know all of a speaker's remarks about something, would you just say, what did he say, or would you ever say what?
What did he say?
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
What all did he say? I might, yes, I might say it.
Now, if nobody else would look out for them, you'd say they've got to look out for...
For themselves.
Mm-hmm. And if nobody else would do it for him, you'd say he better do it...
He better look out.
And he'd have to do it...
Himself.
Yeah. Oh, here's one I left out. I forgot, and I don't think you said it. When you've got wheat or oats to separate the grain from the thing you're supposed to...
The chaff.
Mm-hmm. You have to... Well, what a combine does, it...
It thrashes.
Yes. I don't know how come I left that out before. Now, if somebody thanked you for a ride to town, you might say...